right, we are back at 9:23. As you know, we're doing our tailgate throwdown, and we got a guy in here today named Dave Kohler. And Dave, what a story you tell. Al, not only is Dave quite a fine man, a
yes.
military man, he is also a gout sufferer.
He's a former.
Right? No. Once you're a gout, you're always a gout sufferer.
Really, are you?
Yeah. Never go back. Gout,
but he he swigs cherry juice. Dave, that worked for you, right?
Oh, yeah, big time.
And Dave, it sounds like you have a lot of odd little twists to what you got going on. None more so. Now, here's Glenn McDowell here. Glenn, he is our second finalist
yes.
for the tailgate throwdown, right?
That is correct. And what he's brought in today is a spicy sriracha sticky chicken wings.
Tasty. Very tasty. What is sriracha? I don't even know what that is.
Hot.
Spicy Asian.
All right, but it's not.
It's that orange bottle with the green rooster
right.
on it.
Now we have Chef Thomas here, and he's listed, Thomas McMullen. And, Chef, I just want you, because explain to the chef how you came up with this concoction.
Well, it was a happy accident. I had a little bit of sriracha on my plate. And as I was going around, it was a holiday, so there was lots of other things going on there. And yeah. I ended up spilling a little bit of orange on it. And the flavor just mixed together real nice. And I said, you know what? I think I can parlay this into something a little better to throw up on some chickens here.
All right. Now, the chef is from Brulé and also the Seaport Museum where we're having
Correct.
The finals, right?
He's ahead of all outside catering for them. So if you want to have them do something at your house, he's the guy.
And, Jeff, how often do we end up stumbling upon a great recipe by accident? Does that happen?
That happens a lot.
It does.
It happens a lot.
So I just sriracha and what is it? Orange? You wouldn't even think of that, right?
Honey, right? You got some honey in there too.
There's some honey in there too. Yeah.
And when did you become a gourmet?
All what do you think I'm doing here? What's my point of being here?
All right. Now, Chef, your role in this will be to take what Dave has put together and improve it.
Yes.
But Hollis is having this. We don't think it's improvable. Is it improvable?
Everything's improvable.
Everything is. All right. What do you want to do with this recipe? How can you make this even more spectacular?
He's got great flavor.
Yep.
He's got a great dry rub. I think it might need just a touch more salt. His little more acidity.
A little more salt. A little more acidity.
A little more acidity and a little more freshness. If you maybe finish it with some scallions, some fresh cilantro right at the end, and have that nice Asian twist with a touch
already,
of soy.
You it's already good. can kind of visualize or taste how you could adhere to that, right?
Exactly.
And Dave, how much of a cook are you? How much do you cook?
Oh, I cook out a lot.
You do?
When I was in the Air Force, I lived down south, and after I had my first plate of pulled pork, I said, I got to figure out what they got going on here, and kind of just started from there and evolved.
How different is their tailgating down south than it is here?
I'd say they don't get out there as early as us, and they don't have that same Philadelphia passion as we do.
They don't care about the event itself as much, huh?
Exactly. They're more about the cooking.
See, it's all about the cooking. All right, Glenn. Now, what's going to happen here? Now, Dave's got this recipe, and the chef's going to work with it.
And they're
what happens next?
What happens next is they're going to get ready for our final, which is going to be December 13th at the Seaport Museum. As you know, he's number two of six. We've got four more weeks of guys coming in, matched with these great chefs. By the way, people can still sign up at cbsphilly.com/tailgate. I was looking at the recipes last night. I chose next week's. There are some great ones, and there's a lot of creativity. So for this week and the next four, we're going to have the recipe featured on the site. Dave, today wins a $100 Visa gift card from Cherry Hill Jaguar, and he qualifies for a drawing to win a Vermont Castings Big Five gas grill from Dreyfus Fireplaces and a Big Green Egg smoker from Queen Appliances, which is good since the grill he's working on now, he and his dad built themselves.
All right, what does the chef get if he's, by tweaking this, he makes it even better? He must get something sensational.
Tremendous recognition and hearty handshakes all around.
That's all I need.
Chef, you got screwed in this deal. You realize that, right?
Hey, that's okay.
I mean, a man with
he's
your skills, it seems like you should be getting one of these grills, too. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, that's... and by the way,
it's going to be a fun event. We're going to have everybody cook it for the masses.
At least you get a gift certificate to Conjohocken Brewing Company.
Right? Yes, I'll give them all the beer he can
Glenn, do. I got to tell you, your brew today is delightful quite potent.
Well, we brought
and
in
I
today.
May lose my producer any minute because he's not doing...
And a co-host or two. But we brought in we brought in the Hailfire Red Ale. It's an amber ale, 6.6%. Seasonal thing. Very
Conjohocken Brewing Company. Dave, you're a god to us here. I can't believe it. You got the Flyers jersey on, the whole thing. He likes the Flyers out.
Yeah, it needs a little kick.
And I'm, what the hell do you know?
I'm just telling you.
What the hell do you know? The guy dropped the sriracha, the orange.
It's very good, but if you want to win something, there's got to be something else with it. It's very, very good, but it's not going to win unless it's added to.
Yeah, I'm sure after this he wishes you were helping him instead of Chef McMullen, but we're going to stay with Chef McMullen.
Hey, I've got to tell you, we're adding another component next week.
What's the component next week?
In addition to the great food that they bring in, and the beer, the Conchac and Brewing Company beer, the Platinum Vodka Company is going to bring us a different recipe, Bloody Mary. We're going to have a contest starting next week. For the next four weeks,
no, do
along
not bring,
with the beer, you get your Bloody Marys.
Do not. No, we're not drinking Bloody Marys on the air. That is not
during the break?
You're already plying us with all this Conchac and brew. We are not about to have.
Come
Hollis,
in like a, come
no,
in like a NASCAR
Hollis
car.
Has already said, I'm coming in Thursdays from now on. No, I can't drink Bloody Marys. This is quality radio we're trying to do here.
Am I going to put together some kind of half-ass food contest for you?
No, I know you're not, Clement, but I'm not sure bringing more alcohol in is a very wise direction to set this thing.
Bloody Marys are eye-openers.
There goes Wechter again. Dave, congratulations. You're a finalist. Chef McMullen, we are honored to be in your presence, although I do not feel you got a good deal here at all. go ahead.
Angelo, the sports creator of 94 WIP, Tailgate Throwdown brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews, Brulee Catering, Tasty Cake, Cherry Hill Jaguar, Kelchner's Horseradish, Temple School of Tourism and Hospitality, Platinum Vodka, who's going to bring Bloody Marys next week, and the Conchac and Brewing Company, and I will bring beer next week. It's a party.
Dave, Chef, Glenn, thank you guys. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
I wouldn't touch. I think that's awesome.
It is, but...
It's awesome.
It's really good.
I don't like too much spice.
But when you know when you win something, but these food people, they want one little extra thing.
I know. McMullen's got this thing covered. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm saving guys.
He's got it covered.
Wait till I get my hands on this. I'm winning. Then I'm stealing that grill from this
kid
because I'm doing all the work.